Jay Simon for Flag Family Media. I'm here with MSUM Dragon senior forward Tim Brown. Tim, another obviously successful outing on Saturday that we got to cover. You guys got a win at Winona State. Tough loss on the road at Concordia St. Paul. What were your takeaways from this weekend's game?
Start off with Concordia St. Paul, you know, good, fast, physical team. You know, they hit a lot of threes in the first half, which kind of it brought us down a little bit because that was the plan coming in before the game. We wanted them to take threes, wanted them so we can get the rebound and push the ball in transition, but they hit a lot of threes start off. So that really killed us coming into the second half, and they just out-rebounded us. Mm-hmm. And for Winona, you know, they're a slow-paced team, wanted to play a lot of sets, wants to chew the clock, not get a lot of possessions in. And we knew coming in that our physical and fast play was going to get out on them and confuse them a little bit.
Yeah, and you could tell it was a kind of a contrast in styles between you and Winona on Saturday. You're new to the program this season. Obviously, it's never easy changing locations, et cetera, but you come here to Moorhead. You're a Dragon now. How has that integration into the team, into the university lifestyle, how has that been for you coming here into Minnesota Moorhead this year?
It's been really good, you know, and it starts off with the recruitment, you know, talking to Kim, talking to the other two assistant coaches, bringing me in, you know, being honest with me through and through, then just getting on campus, meeting the older guys who was here the past few years, like Eddie Beam, who's been here mm-hmm. 5-6 years.
Yeah.
So
his brother was here longer.
Yeah. So the tradition starts there with him, and we're just a wholesome group of guys. You know, we blend in together well on and off the court. We're always with each other. So I feel like it starts there.
Now, from my perspective, and, you know, we get to cover you guys on Saturdays, obviously, once the season got going in conference season, et cetera. But watching you play specifically last weekend at Winona, and then I know you had limited minutes in the game at Crookston, but you were very effective in those minutes at Crookston. I think your points came all right in that first half, kind of when we needed it from you. So as we are in the official second half of the season, have you felt more comfortable out there? Have you just simply had to work your way for more playing time? Because it seems like you've been really effective when I've seen you on the court in these last couple games.
Yeah, you know, over the break, I talked to Coach Kemp. He said, starts on the defensive end, got to mm-hmm. bring the energy, got to bring the physicality. And that's the type of player I am at the end of the day. You know, my best seasons for my whole college career has been on the second half of the season after I come back from winter break.
There you go.
So just coming in, bringing energy, playing defense, being in the stands has helped me get stops, helped me be on the court more, and helped me on the offensive end.
Are you a guy that kind of feeds off the defensive efforts that go well for you when you get those stops and that helps fuel your offense, or is it vice versa? A lot of players, probably even myself included, when you kind of start clicking offensively, that brings up your intensity. You start to play better on the defensive end. So which way does it look at it? Because obviously right now I think you're a physical mismatch because it seemed like you had some smaller players on you on Saturday. You took advantage of that, and they just quite honestly couldn't really slow you down.
Yeah, and I wouldn't even say getting stops fuels my offense. I think just being in the right spots, you know, mm-hmm. being able to guard who I'm going against, being in the stance, being in the right positions when the ball screen is happening or when the off-ball action is happening, that's helped me on the offensive end.
When you come to this weekend, you got Augustana coming to town, you got Wayne State coming to town. What's it going to take to get wins this weekend against those two teams? I mean, probably different style teams, just kind of like last week. You got more of an up-tempo team one game and then another team that wants to really defend and get after you. What's it going to take to get wins against these two?
But you got to stay true to our game. You know, it starts with us at the end of the day. We don't, you know, one of my coaches used to tell me we could rip up a scouting report and just focus on us. So yeah. I feel like that's how you get wins.
Yeah, it's always about kind of what you do rather than what they do.
Yeah.
You know, exactly. All right, Tim, well, best of luck this weekend. I'll be there covering the game on Saturday. So look forward to seeing you back on the court again.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
All right, this is Jason alongside Tim Brown, forward for your MSUM Dragons. We'll talk to you soon.